the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Amen.
be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
O God, whose never-failing providence ordereth all things, both in heaven and on earth, we humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things which be profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Our confessional reading this morning from the chief articles of the Christian faith that is expressed in the Augsburg Confession, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. There are monstrous disputations concerning the changing of the law, the ceremonies of the new law, the changing of the Sabbath day, which all have sprung from the false belief that there must needs be in the church a service like to the Levitical, and that Christ had given commission to the apostles and bishops to devise new ceremonies as necessary to salvation. These errors crept into the church when the righteousness of faith was not taught clearly enough. Some dispute that the keeping of the Lord's Day is not indeed of divine right, but in a manner so. They prescribe concerning holy days how far it is lawful to work. What else are such disputations than snares of consciences? For although they endeavor to modify the traditions, yet the mitigation can never be perceived as long as the opinion remains that they are necessary, which must needs remain where the righteousness of faith and Christian liberty are not known. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading for today from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, reading from verses 23 through 25. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness, and there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. So far, our reflection reading. The epistle reading for this seventh Sunday after Trinity from the Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, reading from verse 19 through verse 23. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So far our epistle reading. Disciples unto him
and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from afar. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and break and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. So far, our reading of the gospel. We join in confessing the common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us then and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the 3rd day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both
Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9.
I'd like to call your attention at this time to verse 2. Jesus speaking to the disciples, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat." Please be seated. Jesus feeds thousands with only a small amount of bread and a few fish. 4,000 on this occasion, 5,000 on another earlier occasion. The four gospel writers record those events in 6 different locations. Matthew and Mark record both the feeding of the 5,000 and then follow it with the feeding of the 4,000, which is our text for Mark today. And then John and Luke both record the feeding of the 5,000. By the way, the only miracle, the 5,000, recorded in all 4 of the Gospels. I think that ought to point out to us that these miracles of Jesus providing daily bread to his fallen, sinful people have a great deal of importance for us. And it seems to me, after studying this text, that importance is that we recognize and understand that word compassion. When Jesus says, "I have compassion on them because they have nothing to eat." That word shows up in the feeding of the 5,000 too. In Mark's gospel, he said, "And when Jesus came out and saw much people, he was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep without having a shepherd." The good shepherd providing daily bread for his sheep. The disciples can't seem to get it. They just don't seem to understand. Verse 4 in our text, they ask, "How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?" 2 chapters earlier, Mark described how he did that for 5,000. And they were involved in that and in the distribution as well. And that even after this, doesn't seem to have sunk in. We end with verse 9. The following verses talk about how Jesus moved from that location, was confronted by the Pharisees requiring a sign, and then they leave, and the disciples are worried because Jesus has warned them, look out for the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. And they think, he's after us because we forgot bread. They forgot bread. And Jesus confronts them with that. He says, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? I know. Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said, 7. So he said to them, "How is it you do not understand?" Be easy for us to ask that same question, I guess. But we need to apply this here to ourselves. He promises great things when it comes to the wants and needs of this physical life here on earth. Food, clothing. From the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Consider the birds of the air. They don't gather
into barns, they don't plant, but your heavenly Father feeds them. Clothing? Don't worry about it. The grass of the fields, dressed more beautifully than Solomon in all his glory. Don't worry, he says, about what you should eat, what you're going to drink, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. But we do worry, don't we? We worry for a couple of reasons, but mainly because we don't trust the Good Shepherd to provide what we need. The other reason we worry is we're not thinking in terms of what the Good Shepherd promises to provide. We tend not to think and remember that the prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," follows immediately on, "Thy will be done." We tend to think not of needs in the sense of what is best for us, but of what we would like. We don't think about needs, but our own desires. But the Lord is compassionate. The Good Shepherd does take care of his sheep. This word compassion is interesting. It's a unique word. It's used to express the Lord's intense concern for his fallen human creatures. The root word in this Greek word is guts. Internal stuff. I like to think of this compassion as gut-wrenching compassion or emotion. It's used in the New Testament only of Jesus or of men in Jesus' parables. Only men who, in the parable, portray what God is doing or feeling. Think of the father of the prodigal son. Compassion, gut-wrenching compassion. He has that for his fallen human creatures. Back to Mark 6. And Jesus, when he came out, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. How can we not think of the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now that's not want in the sense of desire. David's not saying he's going to give me every little thing I'd like to have. It's want in the sense of, we might say, that broken window wants repair. It's what is needed. David knew that well from his own experience. He had to flee from Saul, leaving Judah, his own promised kingdom at that point in his life. And later, he had to flee Judah again, as his own son Absalom had an uprising and a coup trying to overtake his father's kingdom. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me." There's his confidence. Not that everything's going to be fine and dandy and go the way I like, but thou art with me. He is confident of the Lord his shepherd, because the shepherd is with him is his companion. And when the valley of the shadow, which is the description of this earthly life, if you will, when that shadow becomes death itself, as it does for all fallen human beings, you are with me. Been there, done that. He has suffered death in his physical being with his gut-wrenching compassion, if you will, as the wages for my sin. You are with me on the cross. You have been there so that my death no longer is the wages of my sin, but only the door into your eternal glory and your eternal presence. The cross, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Christ are the guarantee of that gut-wrenching compassion that we hear about in our text. John describes it as agape, love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Paul, too, describes it as love. God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Our confidence is in him because of his compassion. Paul also says, he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Our wants, that is, needs, not desires, our daily bread, if you will, is promised for us by Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Our confidence that what comes our way is for our eternal good, even in this earthly life, is hung up for us on the cross. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Take my time home.
afternoon, we include a prayer for our country, also a prayer for the loved ones of Colonel David Everson, whose committal service will be on noted in your bulletin on Friday the 19th. Let us pray. O Almighty Lord God, stir up thy great strength, scatter the counsels of them that secretly devise mischief, and bring the dealings of the violent to naught. Allay all envious and malicious passions, and subdue the haters and the evildoers, that our land may have rest before thee, and that all the people may praise thee, our help and our shield, both now and evermore. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies granted to our brother David during his earthly life, especially for calling him to faith in Jesus. Comfort those who mourn his death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Lead all of us to remember that we are mortal, so that we will ever prepare our hearts to fall asleep in faith, and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who calleth unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest to their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast that thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Help them, keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Bring the holy blood.
with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
who with thee, thine only begotten Son, and the Holy Ghost, art one God, one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person, and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Christ, O Lamb of God,
Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, given for you. The peace of the Lord be with you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. The blood of Christ shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith and the life everlasting. Go in peace. Salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy
give thee peace.